Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Marine Layer.
Like a warm hug, they're back.
That's right.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. You got to make it interesting, you know what I mean?
I'm here too.
We don't both have to do it. You can do a different
thing. I'm going to do it. I've taken your example and run with it for the whole episode.
Did you have a good...
It's good to be back. Had fun at the comedy festival.
Did you have fun on this Easter weekend, which is continuing to be a long weekend?
Kind of forgot it was Easter weekend.
You didn't have any good Easter eggs?
Well, your son gifted me
an
Easter bunny.
Yes, he did.
On the way
That's
in
right.
here, so that
yeah.
was nice, yeah.
That's exciting. That's yeah. it. That's all you got. You live a sad existence.
I live a sugar-free existence.
Okay, yes.
I live the best existence there
That's
is.
That's still sad,
it's
though,
It's very
it?
Sad. I don't really do yeah. that. I've cut out sugary drinks, but then I'm like, that makes me healthy, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. Makes a big difference.
I guess it does,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be a bit of a short...
Did you have a good Easter?
I had a great episode.
You had a great
the
episode?
The Weekly Planet.
That's it.
It's great. We had everybody around for Easter. This is going to be, because of that, this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode. Just news. We were going to do the Stan Lee, Steve Ditko episode.
Yeah.
But it wasn't going to... wouldn't have done it well.
You said, would you like to do some research on that? And I said, absolutely, I would love to do on that. And then it was like, Easter weekend is also like closing weekend of the comedy festival.
Yeah.
So I've had 4 hours sleep, so
yes.
I'm not. Wasn't super on board for research.
Yeah, no, I understand
we'll
that.
Get
yeah.
to it, yeah.
You don't want to half-ass that. And also next
You want to full-ass it.
Full-ass it.
You want to full-ass the Stanley episode.
I understand that. I can appreciate and understand that. So a little bit shorter, most just really a news episode this week, but of course we're in between big events. Last week was Star Wars Celebration, next week is Endgame.
Yes.
So yeah, but speaking of though, we did do an Avengers Infinity War commentary, which synced out of sync multiple times.
Yes, it
Something
did.
To do with the frame rate and the service that we used. Anyway, I fixed it.
Thank
so
you.
So I've re-uploaded it. It's back on Patreon. It's back on Bandcamp. I'll link it below. But if you did pay money for that... On Bandcamp. First of all, you can just press play and play it for free if you want to.
Just off the website.
But
yeah.
Send me the receipt through weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com and I'll send you this.
Send
the
us your
one.
Receipts. Yeah. We need the receipts. What are your sources? Debate us.
So yeah, if you want to get that in before it happens,
the
next one happens.
Oh, Endgame.
Yeah, then we can do that.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, so. I think, a bunch of people also fixed it up
manually,
outside of me, but I went and I changed it so it synced.
And one person fixed it up inside of you.
That's right. I fixed it up so, because there is a moment in it when the stream stutters.
Yes.
And I adjusted the commentary to adjust for that.
Right.
So you don't have to pause it. You can just watch it through.
Just roll through.
Because I'm a genius, it turns out.
Well, that sounds out. You might be a genius.
See how my kid's doing. You right, bud? Cool. So we're just in the new studio space. And my son's in the other room watching Bluey as Mason and I record this.
You might have to explain what Bluey is. Bluey's not a child's entertainer you've brought in.
Yeah, he's local.
Oh, good.
He's fine. He's drunk, but he's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's like the Australian Peppa Pig. It's really funny, actually.
Oh, all right.
I know Levin's, you said Levin's is a big fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume mostly his kid's a big fan, but...
No, Levin's knows and loves content. All right.
So you guys are just going to hang out and watch Bluey one day?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Next time he's in Melbourne.
We're going to do it.
All right, good. Good.
I forgot to ask if you've seen this, but I'm sure somebody sent it to you. Mackenzie Mustache has happened. It's taken five years.
On the TV series Gotham.
That's right. And a groundswell campaign started on this very podcast to get Jim Gordon in a mustache.
Exactly. We did it. Then nothing happened for
5 years.
5 years. And then he's done it. So I'd like to thank the listeners for harassing him specifically, a man who has no production control on that show.
He asked about it and they said, no, you'd look ridiculous in it. He asked many years ago.
But we've seen a still now and he looks good.
Yeah, he looks good.
Is that the additional 5 years on his life?
Could very well be.
5 years of life experience means he is a man who can now effectively wear a mustache. So.
I'm going to watch the series finales of Gotham. I don't think I've got the time to watch it all through. But what I love about that
is... So you're just going to watch the last episode?
Yeah, because they've just gone for it. They're like, right, it's the end. The Joker's here, Batman's here, Gordon's got a mustache. This isn't a small... I hate the Bane look. But this isn't a Smallville situation.
Yeah, right.
Of like, you don't really get anything. They're doing a big two-parter finale.
Do you think it's just going to be Dark Knight Rises?
Could be.
Very similar to.
I don't know. Wasn't there that... You talked about a rumor that it was like an Injustice universe or something.
That sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, you say things.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what you
say? You're committing to the entire last season?
No, the last two or whatever.
Just the last two episodes.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
You're not committing to anything.
Mm. Okay, good.
Yeah. Yes. That's great.
Terrific. Oh, thanks to everybody who...
What's up, bud? What's up? You want a big sandwich?
Oh.
All right, guys, I'm just going to go get a big sandwich for my son. I'll be back. Guys, we're back. I made a big sandwich.
Cool. Are you going to bring in the big sandwich for me now?
No, it's not for you, Mason. You don't get a big sandwich.
What?
For my son. He only gets the big sandwiches in this house.
Wow. Do you also get a big sandwich?
I don't get big sandwiches.
Oh, no. You eat leftover sandwiches over the sink.
That's exactly what I do. I'll eat whatever he doesn't eat of that big sandwich.
Which will be all of it. He's going to eat all of the sandwich.
He probably will. Yeah. That's probably going to happen a few times in this episode. I really don't mind. But there was also a Hobbs and Shaw trailer.
Yes,
speaking of family, I didn't think they could make it about family.
Because
it's outside the Fast and Furious mainline story.
But guess what? Everybody's got a family.
Even Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
We've certainly established that.
They've both got families. Yeah. Good on them. It's funny. It's a funny trailer.
It is a funny trailer.
It's got some funny gags. They go down different hallways and have different experiences. Multiple bad guys.
Yeah, that's life, isn't it? Everybody goes down a different hallway.
They certainly do.
This is based on the Robert Frost poem about the woods.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
Is that don't go quietly into the...
No, it's two roads diverged in a bloody whatever it is. Look, that was a half-formed concept.
And I didn't know what it was.
Okay, great.
Do people know what it was?
The poem.
I don't know poems,
Mason. The road less traveled. Doesn't matter.
The long and winding road.
I've had 4 hours sleep. I'm not bringing my A game. Which is not to say that I've ever brought my A game.
Yeah, okay.
One day I'm going to do it. It's going to be incredible. I was speaking of bringing my A game.
Mm.
Saturday, I was on an episode of Do Go On, the last live episode of the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Can we bring that a bit closer? Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
That was a bloody great time. So that'll be up.
You told me before that you crushed it. You said you had a blinder of a bloody episode.
I had a blinder of an episode.
You wasted your A game that you were supposed to use on this podcast.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just dripping C game at this point. It's just drizzling out of me.
That'll be up Wednesday? This week?
I don't know, actually.
Or are they delaying
them? I think they've got some studio episodes to put up as well, but I'll let everybody know when it comes out. But in the meantime, just listen to that podcast.
Yeah, because
it's
really good. Exactly.
It's good, yeah. Anyway, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Superman, he says.
He does say that, yeah.
And then they're like, who's
coming
with
Black Superman, is it?
Then someone went, there can't be a Black Superman. Superman has to be, he's an alien, but he's a white alien.
That's right. Aliens can only be one, aliens can be one of two colours, green or Caucasian. It's the two. This trailer reveals a lot about the movie, I feel.
Yes.
So if you don't want to know anything about Hobbs and Shaw going in, don't watch it.
Time codes down the bottom if you want to skip ahead. Yeah. But he goes back to his family.
The Rock specifically goes back to his family, yeah.
And they do a war dance and
they have
a bit of a big old punch on. So, yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
It's got some car action. It's got some on-foot action.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
It's got a zoom in on what I assume are NOS gauges.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want.
I love that. Do you remember when we did the Caravan of Garbage on Superfast?
Yeah.
And one of the NOS gauges was actually Lance Armstrong's pee? Because that was a good joke.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
That was a 2012 joke in a 2015 movie.
I think we got an email from one of the guys in the movie.
Which guy?
I don't know, I'll find out for you. Colin sent it to me.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll let you know later.
Was it angry?
He seemed nice about it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but that's what always what I worry about.
Well, we did say in as we watched it, I think this is in the video, I think this is left in.
Yeah.
Everybody in that is doing exactly what they did. Like, everyone is doing the exact thing that they should be
that's
doing.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else do we get? We get Jason Statham has a sister in this.
Yes.
Jennifer Kirby, is that her name? I don't know anything.
Is she from Mission Impossible as well? Is she trading secrets?
Do you think she's a Mission Impossible lady?
In the Mission Impossible?
I'm going to Google Jennifer Kirby, assuming that is in fact her name.
I don't think that's her name.
Okay then. No,
it's Vanessa Kirby.
Vanessa Kirby, okay. Well, Jennifer Kirby's an English television stage actress known for Call the Midwife.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, here we go. All right.
Yeah, she's in Mission Impossible Fallout. Oh. They could easily blend those universes, right?
That's true, they could.
That's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, they could say her sister's a Mission Impossible lady, you know?
Exactly.
Half-sister, maybe. Incredible.
One's Paramount, one's Universal.
Okay, well, then obviously they couldn't.
Yeah.
Helen Mirren's back.
Yes.
Which is good.
She apparently was a big fan of these movies prior to. And
why wouldn't you be?
She's like, oh, I want in. I'll
she's got two
stop.
Eyes, two ears, and a heart. Of
That's
course
right.
She's a big fan of these.
Boy, does
and
she.
And she's got La Familia.
That's right.
The Mirren Familia.
The Mirren Familia. We got here some, apparently 5 minutes, well, not apparently, it did. 5 minutes of Endgame footage leaked.
Yeah.
For those who have seen it. First of all, shut up.
Don't tell us about
it. We don't want to know. No. Don't tell anyone else.
Don't
but
tell anyone.
Also, this come up in the new Great Mates group, which looks like fast becoming the regular Great Mates group.
We haven't received the old one back yet.
Nah.
Who knows?
I don't think it's going to happen.
No. But there's already 2,000 members back in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so that's right.
We're 1/6 of the way back to where we were before, so that's good.
I find it's quicker that, because this very thing happened to me on my YouTube channel. It's way quicker to get it back than...
Oh, to the stuff to develop scratch, it originally. So, yeah. Okay, right. Uh-huh.
But the leaked footage, for those who have seen it in that group who didn't spoil it, were like, do not watch this. Like,
right,
it will spoil
okay. Wow.
major plot points. Then I'm also like, is this a fake out? Did they release this on
yeah.
purpose?
So is it 5 minutes? We don't even know.
No.
But it's 5 minutes.
I think throughout, yeah.
It's 5 minutes. So it's not 5 minutes in a row.
No,
it's like five pieces. Scattered minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, if you remember...
Who would leak that? What monster would leak that?
Well, when Infinity War... Before that came out, the scene was leaked of where the Guardians confront Thanos, and it's
yeah,
Josh
right.
Brolin, but he's in the mocap suit.
He's in the ping pong balls.
Yeah,
in there. Okay.
So that has happened before. Yeah,
oh, embarrassing.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
So I'll probably check it out. Well, we're seeing it tomorrow night.
Yeah,
I'll probably check it out then. But I've muted a bunch of words relating to that.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yep.
So I'm staying out of every comment
and to
section.
And to do that, you had to watch the leaked footage.
I had to do it. I had to know what I had to yes. cut out of my life. But I stay out of every comment section.
Yeah.
Because if you jump in a random comment section, someone will be like, Thanos gets his eyes pulled out or whatever. And mm-hmm. it's more of a Game of Thrones thing. But you know.
Right.
But you know
uh-huh. yeah. How many episodes of Game of Thrones are left?
5.
Okay.
There's one literally right now. It's recorded. What do you want? Another big sandwich, please. All right. Excuse me, everybody. I have to go make another big sandwich.
Mm. You know what they say? If you're going to make one big sandwich, better make two big sandwiches.
Is that like digging two graves?
It's like digging two graves, exactly. Yeah. Come oh, you're back.
Back
with my big sandwich.
No, Mason, again, you don't get a big sandwich.
Wow.
There's only one person in this house that gets a big sandwich. All right.
All right. It's the kid. All right. Fine.
So, Endgame footage, don't send it to us.
Please don't
send us screen caps. We don't want it.
No,
we don't.
We wanted it. We could have seen it by now, yeah. I feel. Yeah.
Okay, what else we got here? The Mandalorian.
Yes.
We didn't really talk about this much last week. You didn't happen to watch any of the footage, did you?
No.
It looks incredible, Mason. There's a few things I want to bring up. There's one, there's a bit where IG-88 is like swiveling at the hip and he's like shooting lots of dudes.
So for the first time, he's moving on
he's
screen.
Moving on
wow.
screen, that's right.
Was it everything you could ever imagine?
It really was.
Yeah?
There was a recent comic this week. It was this week.
Yeah.
I need to say recent.
You were right the first time.
That's right. So,
go with your gut instinct.
It's like a 3-part comic, and one of the stories is an IG-88 story, which is really good. That being said, we also don't know if it's IG-88 because it's a type of droid and whatever. Anyway, if you can find the leaked footage, you know how it's like you shouldn't look at leaked footage. This one you can look
interesting.
At.
Okay, right.
But they've also brought back model ships. They're doing it that way.
Oh yeah.
So they apparently started to. Like, they kind of came, they're like, oh, maybe if we can give this a go. And all these people kind of came out of the woodwork and went, what are you guys doing? We can help with the model ships. We can do it. I sit in front of a computer. I hate myself.
I'll make a model ship. I don't even care. I'll take a model making course. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wait, so are these people who are like CGI guys who are like, I also do model
I don't know. I think it's everybody who's got any ability in this area kind of out of the woodwork. Reminds me of, it's very Red Dwarf. I've been going through Red Dwarf lately.
Mm-hmm.
Dwarf. Sorry. I know people don't like
it. You say it however you want, mate.
Really? Because last time, I feel like... But I really enjoy that old school model making kind of stuff. Same. It also looks way better than... There's a switch in Red Dwarf where they change it to CGI.
There is, yeah.
And it's very, especially going back now, it's like, whoa, that's way worse.
Yeah, right.
So,
And I think nowadays the model making and they're way better at lighting and they're way better at, and also they can get a physical model and tweak it in CGI, or they can tweak the space around it and stuff like that. So
that's right. Like you look at like Lord of the Rings, a lot of the stuff that's really great in that is they built like the real Mount Doom.
Yeah,
and filmed it as such and then tweaked it by putting a fiery eye on it.
Yeah, all right.
You know
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. Red Dwarf adjacent, did you see the this week there's a lot of tweets about celebrities as inanimate objects.
Okay.
There's threads of tweets of like, okay, this is Lady Gaga as various brands of cereal or whatever, and this week there's one that's it's Rimmer as lamps. So look out for that. Just go on Twitter and look up Rimmer lamp.
Is it just lamps with H on the top?
No, just look it up.
I'll check. I'll check it out.
All right, it's good.
It's going to be somebody spoiling Endgame in the comments.
Exactly,
somewhere,
that's
isn't
what
there?
It is. I've just while you were making the big sandwich, I was just like trying to find the perfect choice of words to lure you into Endgame spoilers, and it's Rimmer lamp.
I watched it Red Dwarf up to when Rimmer leaves, and I went, I'm out.
Oh, when he becomes Ace Rimmer.
But then I don't mind the newer seasons.
Yeah, when he's just inexplicably back.
When he's just back. But I think he's both versions. It doesn't matter. This is for the two people
who watch Red Dwarf and also listen to us. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's it. Why The Last Man, that being the gambit of the comic book adaptation TV universe, has been cancelled, or delayed.
Oh.
The showrunners, Michael Green, who worked on Heroes and American Gods, and Ada Kroll, who was working on Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. There was a quote from Kroll that said, "Sad news for fans of Why the Last Man today. FX have decided not to move forward with our series in its current form, with a show that has something to say in a time when things must be said." So for those who don't know, Why the Last Man is about there's one person left. One man. He's the last man.
Yes. Wait, do you only consider men to be persons, James?
Yeah, that's what... Isn't that what it's about? Is that not right?
No, that's correct.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Just saying.
Yeah, so
you don't consider women to be people is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that, but that's what it's about, and that's how I interpret it, and that's what I believe.
Okay, good. Great.
That's all I'm saying. All
right, good.
Yeah,
good.
So it's essentially that, yeah, he's the only man left on Earth.
All the other men mysteriously die.
Yeah, that's right.
For seemingly no reason.
Seemingly no reason. Is it answered in the comics? Probably. I haven't finished it.
It is, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, and it's sort of subverting that notion of like, you know, well, if you were the last man in the world, wouldn't that be sexy and, you know.
That would be awful.
There's a lot of dead men around you at all times. They're being pushed into ditches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not happening as of right now.
That's a shame, because that's a good series.
Yeah, well, it seems like also it would lend itself more to television than it would film. Than a watered down version of
that's very true, a movie.
Uh-huh. And then it does okay, then they make another one and that one doesn't do as well and they cancel it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is probably what it would be.
Mm.
Another thing that's been halted though is Mouse Guard. Disney stopped this 2 weeks before filming.
I don't really know. I'm aware of Mouse Guard, yeah. But I don't know anything about
it. It's
really.
Medieval mouse knights against like eagles and foxes and stuff.
Okay, that's fun.
Idris Elba and Andy Serkis were on board. Mm-hmm. Apparently, though, the people who were making this are shopping it around to like Paramount and Netflix. Mm. This is just a result of it was happening at Fox.
Idris Elba calls himself the Black Danger Mouse.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
That's not, mate, you can't.
No, it's true. Mighty Mouse, I should have said Mighty Mouse. That's Danger fine, yeah. Mouse also works.
Yeah, well, they all work, don't they, Mason?
That's true, they do.
Your jokes, they work on so many levels.
Thank you.
So they're shopping around, apparently, to Paramount and Netflix, which is good.
That is good.
So, yeah, this was a Disney-Fox merger. Mm. Cancellation yeah. situation. We're probably going to get a
cancellation situation.
We're probably going to be getting a lot of this.
I think we need a new theme tune.
Okay. Cancellation.
It's a cancellation situation. It's who I am, the very model of a modern Major General.
Oh, very good.
It's very, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've contributed that.
Yes.
Sorry, I contributed it. You contributed the theme, and then somebody else has to do all the other lyrics.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As long as you're happy with it. All right, what else we got here?
Oh, back to the Hobbs. I just remembered, back to the Hobbs and Shaw trailer.
Mm.
There's a bit that's very Mad Max Fury Road in it.
Which bit?
The bit where they latch the grappling hooks to the trucks and flip them.
I don't remember.
Okay, all right. There's a lot to take in that trailer, so okay. It's not unusual that you might have missed some of it.
It's like 2 months out, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm. Who knows? Probably a big summer blockbuster kind of situation.
What? Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah.
What?
Speaking of big summer blockbusters.
Yes.
Dark Phoenix has a trailer.
Yep. Another
the
one.
X is the X-Men logo. Oh
my God.
Yeah, it's good.
That had never occurred to me, not even
it's
once.
Marketing 101, mate.
Yeah, nice.
That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's an improvement. It seems fine.
It does I don't seem
think
fine.
I don't think it'll be better than average.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It'll be average or below, I believe. But you know what? It would be great if it was really good. Like, it was a good send-off to these movies.
I agree, yeah.
People
uh-huh.
have fallen in and out of love with multiple times over, yeah, the, uh-huh. over the 20 years they've been making these.
But some might argue that Logan was also a good send-off for those movies.
I agree with you on that. And then Deadpool was a nice little bloody...
Bit of dot on the eye, you
exactly.
know? Bit of cross of the T.
Nice little touch at the end there. Mm. So we see... We know from this trailer that we're going to be getting some epic space stuff and then school and forest stuff.
That's exactly right. So. Front load your movie with epic space stuff and hope people leave before the regular forest and school stuff.
That's
you know?
Right. Returning characters who aren't aging, they're all back. They all look amazing.
Yeah.
It's the 90s again.
Yeah.
Mystique clearly dies. Well, that was in the last trailer.
Uh-huh.
But we do get Nightcrawler fight crawler. So
yes,
he's teleporting, stabbing people like he used to do.
Yes,
like in that second X-Men movie. So they're doing some old favorites,
yeah,
some classics.
Are. It's the greatest hits
because they're doing
which you would imagine they would do in a movie that is a remake of some of the elements of all the other movies. Yeah, of course you would. Yeah,
because we also get Magneto. He's on a train and Jean Grey's like doing like the Wolverine thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know uh-huh. when she's. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then she flings him back. It's like in the first X-Men.
She rips his helmet off.
Yeah.
And does what appears to be flinging all the fragments at his nuts.
Nice.
That's what it looks like. You would.
You absolutely would. And of course, if we're talking greatest hits, it's a lot of Cyclops just yelling Jean in the trailer.
Yeah, that's
Jean!
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does look pretty good. And I enjoy the fact that that it opens with Professor X going, hello, NASA. It's us, the X-Men. We're here to save you. And NASA would be like,
no.
No, no. You guys are weird.
And gross to the touch.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't want that.
Mm.
Yeah, so look, anything can be anything.
Anything can be anything. As we've established on this podcast, our trademark phrase, anything can be anything.
Of course, we should
the
also...
The ultimate cop-out phrase.
Yes.
So now, we don't have to reveal any real opinions.
But the other thing is as well, this you say it, we say it heralds the last of these version of the X-Men movies, but we're also getting Ghost School.
We are getting New Mutants Ghost School. Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
That's
at some point?
Yeah, later in the year. Do you want to put that a bit closer? I think it's snuck away from you.
Oh, hello.
There
we go. We're back again.
It's this new space. It's getting used to it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also we have we've got all sorts of soundproofing tiles.
But they're not stuck up.
They're not stuck up.
I have propped them to be like, will this do anything? Right. Probably not.
There's some in the middle of the desk,
yep.
Which I think only serves to insulate the sound from
each other.
From each other, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
That's what we want, though.
That's fine, though, because we just got to get it into the bloody microphones, mate. We don't have to hear each other. It's not about that. We're just going to make sure everybody else can hear us.
Yes. Yeah. Finally, this is what the podcast was meant to be. Just two idiots shouting their opinions and no one else hearing them.
So, a few bits of Swamp Thing news.
Yeah.
First one,
it's cancelled probably. Yeah,
well, they ceased production early.
Okay.
They went a few episodes short.
They were like, we nailed this. We nailed this in three. Yeah. So, don't even worry about
it. Two and a half.
Yeah. Right.
So, it's... probably budgetary, people are suspecting.
Okay.
It could also be that it's bad and they're like, let's not waste any more money on it. But
yeah, right.
The people involved in it were surprised. There was
Swamp Thing, he was surprised.
Yeah, he was like, what? It was another big sandwich. Another big sandwich. He's going to eat me out of big sandwiches,
How many big sandwiches can this kid put away?
All right, guys.
I mean, live your life, but I mean, if you eat too many bloody big sandwiches, I reckon you're going to turn into a bloody big sandwich. He's already left the room.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's already waiting on the couch for his big sandwich. Uh-huh. I'll be back.
All right.
We're back.
All right. Third time's a charm.
I didn't bring you a big sandwich either this time, Max.
I guess third time isn't a charm.
Where are we at? Swamp Thing.
Yeah. All I can think about is big sandwiches. Maybe they shut down production of their show that people like because no one brought them a big sandwich.
Possible. It's entirely possible.
Yep.
It's probably budgetary because they're going to have a big gloopy monster.
Is that the issue here? Are you having budgetary problems?
Yes, that's
couldn't
right.
get me a big sandwich?
And may very well be. We did get a teaser for this though.
Mm-hmm.
Very short look.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It looks good.
Yeah, it does.
But it doesn't look much different from the 80s movie version of Swamp Thing.
No, but that's not a terrible costume for the era.
I agree,
We're going to probably cover that for Caravan of Garbage.
Yeah,
I've never seen it, so I don't know where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
Who made that? Somebody, it's famous-ish, isn't it? Because somebody...
Would it be like a Spielberg? Let's look it up.
Yeah, it's a Spielberg.
It's a Spielberg.
And then didn't it get was there a short TV series spin-off or something? Wes Craven directed it, that's right.
There we go.
Wes Craven.
The Steven Spielberg... of Swamp Thing movies.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So there we bloody go.
Yes.
I've read some of the Alan Moore stuff, which this is probably based off. But it seems to be the kind of definitive run which has leaked over into all other aspects.
Well, I cannot wait for more people to interview Alan Moore and be like, what do you think of this new thing that's been adapted from your work? And just him to cry.
And he's just crying into his crystals.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever he's up to.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, I don't think it's a problem with the DC streaming service necessarily. Like people are saying, well, does that mean it's in trouble? I don't know the numbers on that. I don't know how many people have signed up. We haven't. Is it here now?
I don't think. I would sign up for it today.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch a Doom Patrol.
Because didn't they also recently announce that over the next year they're going to put on literally every comic?
Yeah.
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 But also Titans and Doom Patrol are very well received.
That's true.
Like Titans, it took some time to warm up, but you like it.
I like
it. You keep trying to make me watch it.
Yes, and you never will.
I will. I'll get there. I got to finish Red Dwarf, and I got to watch the one episode of Doom Patrol I got sent.
Oh, okay, cool.
Did I send that to you?
Maybe.
I think I did.
Potentially, sure.
Check your Twitter DMs.
I'll check my DMs.
Yeah, but I think I sent it over to you.
All right, cool.
So I think that this is the one that I'm most interested in of the three that they've made so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because Titans is kind of like, I've seen like Arrow-ish kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay, right.
And Doom Patrol, I watched Umbrella Academy.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
They're not the same, I know that.
But... Well, they're not the same, but at the same time, did we mention this show? It's interesting that Gerard Way was inspired to create the Umbrella Academy because of Doom Patrol.
Oh,
and then he wrote Doom Patrol for when they brought Doom Patrol back for Young Animal.
We may have mentioned it every week. I didn't mention that. Yeah. Here we bloody go. I love the Suicide Squad news.
Oh, yes.
Because it's happening. John Cena is apparently... I'm sorry, go on.
I was going to say, side note, co-creator of Swamp Thing was Len Wein, who also co-created Wolverine.
Mm.
And I've just gone to his Wikipedia page, and his featured photograph is him with a Swamp Thing cosplayer.
Excellent.
It's pretty good, right?
That is really good.
And he's got some Wolverine chops going on.
Do you think that's where it started?
Maybe that's where it started.
I'm going to give him my look.
I'm going to make
this. If I ever create a superhero, he's going to look a man who's old, looks older than he should. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to bloody make a superhero that looks like a Civil War musketeer.
John Cena is apparently in talks for the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
He's made the transition, I feel. Not a lot of wrestlers do. It's like that's him, true. Batista, The Rock,
mm-hmm.
Hulk Hogan for a second.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
In the 90s, maybe.
Yeah.
But probably not.
So John Cena is going to be the Suburban Commando, newest recruit to the Suicide Squad.
Mm. Dave Bautista was apparently going to take on this particular role, but can't do it for scheduling reasons.
Oh.
Because he's so busy now.
He is.
Even though he's quit wrestling, he's out. He's like,
oh, that's right. He had his big finale, right?
But I'm sick of falling through tables because I'm 48 years old. Exactly. I shouldn't do it. But Peacemaker was the role.
Okay, cool.
What's Peacemaker? What kind of big gun does Peacemaker have?
He's got a number of guns. Often he has two guns. So Peacemaker, I think maybe we've discussed this. Peacemaker is the character that the comedian was based on.
Oh, we definitely
In Watchmen.
Yes.
So he's that. He's kind of like a gun-toting. He's usually a gun-toting government agent.
Right.
So that's fun. So maybe he is the Rick Flag role in this?
I think Rick Flag is doing the Rick Flag role.
Okay.
I think Joel Kinnaman's back.
Okay, well then two Rick Flag roles.
Too many or not enough?
The exact correct amount. Because what you want in a Suicide Squad,
yeah.
Again, a team that has been built potentially to destroy Superman if necessary,
yes.
Is another regular man with a gun and mental health issues, if I recall correctly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up Peacemaker real quick.
You want Dog Welder, don't you?
We love Dog Welder from the Hitman comic book and from the Section 8 superhero team of people with mental health issues.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Peacemaker.
Yeah.
What is it when it's at home?
Okay, let's bloody talk about Peacemaker.
My son's gone as well, everybody. There was a pause there.
We kicked him out.
Yeah.
He's going to have to fend for himself.
Make his own big sandwiches in the wild.
Wow.
That's right.
But he's going to, look.
Out of tan bark.
He's gonna go away for a while. And when he comes back, he's going to be stronger than ever.
That's right.
I feel. And he's going to come back with the biggest sandwich ever. And you're going to be so proud. And you're going to eat it over the sink, the leftovers in front of him, and he's going to be proud.
Absolutely.
The Peacemaker first appeared as a backup series in Charlton Comics' espionage team title, Fightin' Five.
Ah!
Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. So there's been more than one Peacemaker. So the most recent one, I believe...
Has there been more than one of literally every comic book character?
Name another one.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. One of the most iconic characters. Another one. And one was in the most recent Blue Beetle series, so it might be that version.
Right.
But they I think there's been two or three, but the general gist is their ethos is something along the lines of like, loves peace so much they're willing to kill for it.
Okay,
you know, one of those guys. So he's like, well, I'll do some murders. The original one, he came to believe that, because he wears this like big dome helmet kind of situation, and he came to believe that everyone he killed, their spirits entered the helmet.
Right.
And would like give him advice and stuff.
Oh, that's very good.
Or be like, stop this. Bloody stop it.
You shot me, don't shoot anyone else.
Don't shoot anyone else.
I appreciate that.
So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and then he died and then he appeared in either Hell or Purgatory during one of those, one of those DC crossover events where everybody ends up in hell or everyone has to go to hell to get something, or like the devil comes out of hell and he's like, hey, you have to get something. You want something? You want some cool stuff? Give me some stuff. You know what the devil's always about.
I never get why anybody would do a deal with the devil. Like, I don't understand it. Because you know he's just going to get you. He's eventually going to get you.
He's eventually going to get you.
Yeah.
And he says that ahead of time. He says, do you want money, fame, power? But remember, I'm eventually going to get you. It's on his business cards. Yeah. The devil, eventually going to get
you. Eventually going to get you. Yeah.
You wouldn't sell your soul to the devil for anything?
No.
Oh.
If there was definitive proof of an afterlife.
Yeah.
Which means there would be eternal damnation in this particular case.
That's true, yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Say I have, hypothetically, another good 50 years.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's right. A decent scenario, right?
Yeah.
And then it's forever. Literally
that's
forever.
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
Timeless.
Yeah.
Even. Like, just an infinite
exactly.
pain and suffering. And,
yeah.
And he's like, I told you I was going to get you.
Eventually going to get you. You make it sound quite bad now that you've really run through
the paces. What would you sell
paces.
Yourself for?
Well, no, exactly.
I'd probably do it for somebody else, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But even
okay.
then.
Yeah.
It'd have to be someone pretty special, Mason. No, Mason. If I'm not making you a big sandwich, I'm not selling myself for
wow.
you.
Wow. I thought it'd be one or the other, you know? No, you're right. If there was definitive proof, then that would mean that there exists, you know, a heaven and a hell and et cetera. And you don't want to end up in the bad place. You want to end up in the good place.
I wouldn't even do it for, like, if there was a 10% chance that there was an infinite horrible place.
Right, okay.
Those aren't good
5%
odds.
Chance.
Nah.
1% chance?
Nah, because it's a trick. He's going to get you.
He's going to get you, isn't he? Yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Mm. You're going to be like, you thought it said 1%, but it said 100%. Eventually going to get you. And then he runs.
He's gone. My goodness, it's an ad time. Not just an ad. A story.
Oh, I'd love to hear a story.
But it's also an ad.
Good. I think we established last time.
We did, but I just want to make
sure. As a child,
sure.
I was told many stories, which I later have discovered were ads.
They were mostly about Frosty Fruits or whatever.
Yes, exactly, yes.
The Adventures of That Tiger. Tony the Tiger?
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Frosties.
I don't... Look, it's not... I'm thinking of marine layer. That's okay. My problem, right. Mason.
That is
I'm
your
thinking
problem.
Of sweet and soft clothing.
You've been thinking of nothing else for weeks, and neither have I. I've been wearing that marine layer.
I'm wearing one right now.
Very nice.
Actually, I want to get...
You're in a Henley.
I am.
Like a cool surfer
It's one of my faves.
Pretend you're Matthew McConaughey.
That's right. Two guys, Mike and Adam, in 2009, they set out to make the perfect tee.
Mm-hmm.
It took them a year to nail the custom fabric. And once they did get that, they bought an old VW bus to transport them, which is incredible, Mason. It says here,
is that editorializing?
That's me.
Does it say it's
top.
Incredible?
I'm throwing it on top.
Uh-huh.
They built a brand around these absurdly soft shirts. And now they don't just make tees, they make Henleys, jackets, pants, sweaters. You get it. It's all designed. And the
I
marine,
get it.
You get it.
I'm aware of clothes. None of those words confused me.
The Marine Layer Workshop in San Francisco.
Mm.
Right. I had a flannel, right?
Yeah. You had a flannel?
Had. I took it to... I went
did
to a
Claire
wedding.
Steal it?
I went to a wedding and I left it.
You didn't bring a present.
Yes, I took the best thing I had.
Yeah. They're like, we'll take the... No present. We'll take the shirt off your back. And you're like, oh.
But I think I left it at a hotel. And I'm really upset.
To be clear,
I really loved it.
To be clear, you didn't wear the shirt to the wedding.
No,
right?
I didn't.
You didn't wear
no.
a plaid flannel shirt
It was
shirt
like
to a
my
wedding.
Next day shirt. Like, I want to... Want a nice soft shirt I can roll into
to be
in the
hung
morning.
Over in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you left it in the okay, right.
Yeah, so I'm really
well, so somebody out there has got an incredible shirt for free.
Sounds a bit so my point is though, I'm just gonna buy the exact same one again.
Yeah.
Because I really liked it.
Uh-huh.
Also the softest tees are made from trees. Did you know that, Mason? Micromodal.
Oh, I do know that.
Oh, okay. Found in Marine Layer's signature fabric. It's a blend of recycled beech wood, and the pulp production is self-sufficient.
Like Matthew McConaughey.
Like exactly.
He's recycled beech wood.
Which makes their tees sustainable, eco-friendly, and soft. Also, they have in-between sizes like Marge and Larger.
Yeah, if you're thin but tall.
That's right.
Or if you're wide but...
Tall.
Tall. Those two things.
And their return policy is really good. You can... Pretty much return anything up to a year.
Bloody hell.
I know.
That's incredible.
Also, they offer free shipping and free returns in the US, which is pretty bloody good.
Man, I've been wearing the heck out of got like myself like a terry cloth sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Also, I wore this exact one out the other night.
Yeah.
No jacket, cold night. Yeah. I was fine.
Ooh.
It's breathable and warm, but not hot. I didn't understand it. Actually, we have a special offer. For listeners.
I'm ready for it. I'm a listener.
That's right. For 15% off your first order, visit marinelayer.com. That's marinelayer.com. And enter promo code weeklyplanet, one word, at checkout. What were you going to say?
I was going to say this has inspired me. Just as we've been doing this ad, I've reflexively gone to my phone and gone to marinelayer.com because I'm like, I wonder what else they have. What do they have that's new today?
I think it's a new season, so they're doing some switch-ups as well.
Oh, they've got some pocket tees. Very good. Love a pocket tee. Mm. Oh, so many tees. Nice polos. Oh, they got a terry cloth polo shirt.
You love a terry cloth.
They got it in blue and green. I'm very excited. I'm probably going to get one of those.
That's 15% off your first order at marinelayer.com and enter promo code Weekly Planet, one word at checkout. That's linked below, though. On with the show.
On with the show. Let's do it.
Star Wars news.
Yes.
Because there is always.
We already had Star Wars news. We had the Mandalorian news.
Oh, yeah.
Or does that not count?
More Star Wars news.
Okay, I'm
sorry, normally I group these together.
That's. It's been a big week for all of us.
It's been a huge week. Kathleen Kennedy has confirmed through an interview that some form of Knights of the Old Republic is in development.
Right, okay.
Movie
but
TV
we don't
show.
Know. Yeah. And we don't know if it's the Game of Thrones guys.
Nah.
We don't know if it's.
I was
going
to say
guys.
KOTOR to see if you knew. If I said KOTOR, did that mean anything to you?
Yeah, Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay, now you know. But would you have known 20 seconds ago?
I know what the Knights of the Old Republic is.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Is it with comic books and probably a video game?
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
The thing is, this is a no-win scenario if she didn't. No, sorry. She said the right thing.
Yes.
Because if she had said no, people would have been like, well, that's the only thing that I want. And, you know,
exactly, yeah.
You know, and she hasn't committed to anything. Just been like, we're looking at something. They've developed a bunch of stuff that has been cancelled as of so far.
And
so,
she hasn't even confirmed the media that it'll be in.
No.
So either movies or TV.
Could be trading cards. Could be one of those trading card app things or whatever.
Not the trading cards themselves, but the bubble gum is going to be embossed with Knights of the Old Republic.
Exactly.
Mm.
So this
Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, very good. I thought you said you only got 4 hours sleep. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right?
So that's
do you think that before all the Star Wars executives go on like one of the, they go on the press tour, do you think they open up the one of the drawers and they're like oak panel desk and get out a Star Wars t-shirt? They take their blazer off and they put the Star Wars t-shirt on. They put the blazer back on.
Definitely.
Just so they're ready. So they're, we're business.
100%.
We're all business, but we're fans.
There's a little bit of fun on
there. Don't even worry about it. Look at this.
Of course.
Got R2-D2 on me. That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I never thought about that, but absolutely
they
that,
have
that
to,
is
don't
the
they?
Case. Yeah.
Or do they show up
and
an aide provides them with a Star Wars t-shirt?
Oh, that may be it too.
Yeah. Do they buy the Star Wars t-shirt at Kmart or do they have specially made executive Star Wars t-shirts?
Definitely. Like a micromodal situation.
Micromodal situation, exactly.
Was that ad before or after this comment? I don't know.
Who knows?
Where did I put it in?
Who knows? But if it's after, you're all in for a treat later.
Oh, mate, you guys are going to love
bit
it.
Bit of a call forward there.
Yeah. And who doesn't love that? Taika Waititi apparently has pitched Thor 4.
Oh.
To Marvel, presumably.
Yes.
Not just his family. Okay. Right, so get this. Tessa Thompson says that. So,
okay, all right.
There you bloody go. So we'll be seeing her again in Endgame and then Thor 4, I guess.
And Men in Black International.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good one.
Maybe it is a good one.
Yeah. So that's not really surprising. He's also working on Akira at the moment, though.
That's right.
So did we talk about that?
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah.
Side note, do we have any more Hellboy updates? Is it going well or not well?
Very poorly. We do have a question relating to it.
Okay, later.
The,
okay, we'll take it later. All right,
tweets.
That sounds good. I hope it's doing better.
It's not.
Oh.
It's doing really badly.
I had hoped it was going to go better.
No, it's really bad.
Has the Rotten Tomatoes score gone up, I wonder?
Well, does that
marginally,
matter?
Probably.
I don't think that matters at all.
No, but
it
I'm just curious.
It just made money.
Okay.
I'll find out the box office. It keeps coming up with the original one. Like,
yeah,
do you mean Hellboy 2004?
No.
Most people mean that, yes. Box office. Hellboy plunges 68% in the second week. That's not good, is it?
No, sir. Worldwide total of $30 million against 50. That's not great, is it?
No, it's really not.
Maybe it'll do well on
It made $3.88 million in its second weekend.
Oh, boy.
That may be also why last week's episode isn't getting just amazing downloads.
Wow, okay.
Actually, it's doing all right because we did Star Wars Celebration. I think it's doing all right.
Maybe it's because people have fond memories of the Guillermo del Toro version of the Weekly Planet.
Oh, right.
And he won that award and then people are like, what about these two idiots?
I prefer that version. If I'm honest also.
14% Rotten Tomatoes, okay.
So Thor 4, I feel like that character has been reinvigorated.
Do you think they're just going to call it 4?
4.
4.
4. Do you think he'll break the Thorf wall?
He'll break the Thorf wall, yeah. Hello, audience, it's me, Thor. I thought you were exhausted from making big sandwiches, but I still got it.
Yeah, maybe I'll be secretly eating big sandwiches inside.
Oh my god. So I'm the only one in this house who hasn't had a big sandwich today.
Is there anything you want to see from Thor 4?
Maybe a Beta Ray Bill? We did get a
It's time, isn't it?
Sorry?
Like, it's time.
I think so.
It's been long enough.
And we saw the teaser of him. Like, he was one of the... His alien race was on the Grandmaster's headquarters spire kind of situation.
There's one of them in... Like, a skeleton of one in the first Guardians.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
At the very start.
Yeah, I'd like to see a Beta Ray Bill. I mean, you know, potentially... If we're going to go with... If Thor is going to retain his axe...
Yeah.
What happened to the fragments of Mjolnir, his magical hammer? Maybe they go to somebody else.
Really good point.
We could go... I mean, we could go Jane Foster as Thor.
Yeah.
Maybe Thor's like, I'm not Thor anymore. I'm not the Thor.
Yeah.
I'm Thor Odinson. Maybe the superhero Thor can be somebody else.
Maybe one of those slivers of Mjolnir get picked up by a frog.
Throg,
that's right.
Throg and Thrall. That's what this podcast has been reduced to. When one or both of us has a long week or a bad night, it's just us going, Throg and Thrall. What else could we do?
I think you lean into the weirdness and the funniness.
Yeah, well, the big event
so much of that.
The big event currently in Marvel Comics is the War of the Realms, so that's a very Thor-heavy situation.
I had no idea. What's going on in the comics? Marvel Comics at the moment?
Well, it's the Dark Elf Malekith. He's back. He's back, baby.
How's
the Dark World.
How's his half face?
It's good. It's looking real right down the middle, you know?
Oh, it's not like a... Because it's not a weird scar burn like it is in the movies.
No, in the comic books, it's like split vertically down the middle.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
black on one side, white on the other side.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
So War for the Realms!
So you reckon they're going to bring back Malekith?
No, he's definitely back. He's in it.
No, I mean
in the movies. Oh, maybe. How did he die in the last one?
He exploded in blood or something.
Okay, cool.
He had too much power?
Probably had too much power. That's often the way it goes, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Silly cosmic stuff.
Yeah.
But just let Taika Waititi do his thing.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be an adaptation of anything.
No.
Maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
Just let him do something.
Well, yeah, Ragnarok was loosely Planet Hulk Ragnarok, I guess.
So,
but yeah.
Just let him bloody off the chain. Let him do anything
I'm
going to
watch that again. I feel like I'd enjoy it more.
Still
like
good.
As time goes on. Mm. Now, I've saved the best bit of news for last.
Oh, hello.
Travis Knight, who you know for directing the Bumblebee movie.
Yep.
And Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, yes.
He's directing Mark Wahlberg in The $6 Billion Man.
Oh.
It's finally happening.
I like the idea of the $6 Billion Man. I don't like the idea of Mark Wahlberg.
What if they give him the $6 billion surgery to make him taller?
Stretch out his
ankles or whatever.
That'd be pretty fun. That'd be good, yeah. Okay. All right.
Why did I put this news last?
Why did you put this news last?
Couldn't tell you, to be honest.
All right, I'm done with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, man, I'm doing that thing where I went to see if there's more news.
Yes.
Because Game of Thrones is on right now, I tried to stay off the internet the first heading.
Did you just get spoiled for
Game of Thrones?
No,
I didn't. There was one picture of one of the characters, and I'm like, that's fine, I can deal with that.
Was it Bran?
It wasn't Bron or Bran. Okay. There's a Bran and a Bron.
Okay, right. Yeah. Well, I asked you specifically if it was Bran.
The
fact that you said it wasn't Bron leads me to believe that it was Bran that
it
you saw.
It wasn't Bran or Bron.
Oh, okay, right.
It was. She's not a witch. I was going to say, she's a witch. She's not a witch. The white-haired one. The main one.
Whitey Witch. I remember.
So the $6 billion man has been... Well, it was Million for a while, and then it was a parody because they made it...
Uh-huh.
It was going to be they built a crap version of him.
Yeah, right.
But now it looks like... If it's Mark Wahlberg, he's going to be the real... You know, the real deal.
The real deal,
Bionic eyes, big jumps.
Yeah, but...
What else? There was that TV
show. That's the slogan. We're done. We've made the poster. Bionic eyes, big jumps, what else?
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Come in and see. Mm. So, but there was
The Bionic Woman was a TV series,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Which I remember quite enjoying
I
at
remember
the time.
Being
at
it. Katie Sackhoff was in it. And Holmes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No. Sackhoff.
Just Sackhoff.
But,
and then were there implications?
And she only had like one arm and two legs or something.
That's the model of the $6 million man and woman.
Is it?
Yeah.
They're not all replaced.
No. Well, okay. So the original.
Because isn't. Okay.
The original $6 million man, he had two replacement legs, one replacement arm, one bionic eye.
Yes.
Bionic woman,
one arm.
Two replacement legs, one bionic arm, one bionic ear. That's right. So the TV version, if I recall, they actually went, hey, isn't it kind of weird that this guy's got one bionic arm that he can lift a car and it just doesn't tear his arm off?
Yes.
And so I believe in the TV series, the bionic woman had like a nanotech mesh throughout her. So she had the bionic legs, bionic arm, bionic ear, but also she could lift a car.
Great. With both arms?
Just the one arm, I think.
I was going to say.
Yeah. But I believe Katie Sackhoff's version was like a prototype version. She was like all
cyborg. She had it all.
She had it all.
Yeah, man.
She had it all. She had a husband. She had a career. She had a kid.
How did she make it happen?
I don't know. She had a mummy blog.
Whoa.
That's right. Yeah. She could go to the gym.
I bet her Instagram is fire, probably. Yeah, I bet. Do you reckon it's fire?
Yeah, it's definitely fire.
Yeah, good.
Mm.
Great.
Okay, well, I'm not excited for that.
Well, bad, Mason.
But I'm excited to see if Bionic Woman is on any streaming services so I can watch one episode and go, that was about as good as I remember, and not watch any more.
That being said, fine, yeah. Mm-hmm, all right, yeah. Well, we're out of news.
Okay.
But we're not out of time.
Okay. What are we going to do,
or
Phil?
Or segments.
Okay.
We've got what we read in.
What we gonna read, yeah.
I'm doing the thing. Great. What do you got?
Endgame is number one, obviously. No,
bit of a bloody cop-out, mate.
It
is like the time I said Game of Thrones.
Last week. Yeah. Mortal Kombat 11 is out as well, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to commit any time to that. Or should I? If I buy it today, that'll distract me until tomorrow.
Yes.
And then I won't get spoiled for
anything. Have you been watching the Game of Thrones?
No. I'm going to watch it at the end, like every single time.
Well, if you want after this, while I edit this podcast, you can just watch the first episode at my house if you want.
Okay,
if you're not
then.
Doing anything, I'll just
All
put
right,
it on.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Will anyone make me a big sandwich?
No one's making you sandwiches, mate. No one's making that.
I just want to have a big sandwich. When we go down the road and get a big sandwich.
Yeah, go into a shop and ask for a big sandwich. See how that goes down.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want on it? Doesn't matter.
Big sandwich. I'm going to do it toddler style. It
could be anything.
Big sandwich. Big sandwich. Big sandwich. And then I just wave money at them until they make me a big sandwich.
So, Mortal Kombat 11. I'm torn on this because I like these games. They're great. And I like NetherRealm Studios.
Uh-huh.
I don't like a bunch of how they unlock characters down the line and do microtransactions. I don't know the actual setup for this one, so I shouldn't say that.
Right.
But I also like the Injustice games. And I love an interview with Ed Boon.
Oh, yes.
Because he's always
that?
Like, back in the 90s, people were like, you're making kids kill themselves or whatever. Because, Mortal Kombat was a big deal in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember.
And now,
we
kind of look back and go, that's kind of quaint, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look
at that head pop off. Isn't that fun?
He's talked about doing, I saw him in an interview talking about doing the photorealistic, the way they used to do it, whatever that is, digitizing.
Yeah. Rotoscoping, probably.
Whatever, that wasn't that, it was something
else. Okay, right.
They took pictures.
Ray tracing.
They took pictures of people and they put them in games. I think they should make like...
Photo taking.
There's a dude who does 3D versions of old games, and he did one for the original Mortal Kombat. So it looks like Mortal Kombat, except they make all the environment and all the characters 3D.
Oh.
And I think that would be a really interesting style to make a retro version of Mortal Kombat, but it's in a it's got depth to it.
Oh,
I don't want sidesteppy plat combat. I don't that.
But you want an original recipe combat.
Yeah.
You just want.
I'll show you after the show.
Okay, after the show. Okay. But I'm excited for because I haven't played a Mortal Kombat in some time.
Yeah.
I might be confused by that because apparently there's branching timelines now, and it's the old.
Oh, okay.
Mortal
right.
Kombat characters versus the it's the original versions of the Mortal Kombat characters from back in the day versus the new.
Is that what's
new
in
guys.
The new one?
Apparently,
okay, cool.
Because some of the trailer, like,
there's an evil Raiden or something.
Oh, Raiden's gone evil, at this point. But there's a trailer where we see modern day Scorpion defeat somebody, and then he's immediately killed by original recipe Scorpion. So what the heck's going on?
What the heck is going on?
Yeah. I want to see somebody. I just saw a fatality where Shao Kahn hammers a guy's head real hard into the ground and then kicks his head through his butt. And his head comes out his butt.
Classic Shao Kahn.
Yeah, I know, right?
Check this out.
Oh, I'm ready.
This is from Bitplex, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Credit where credit is due. So it looks like regular Mortal Kombat.
Oh, wow.
But then it...
Oh, yeah, I get it.
He's 3D.
He's rotoscoped it.
It's not that. It's a different thing. But don't you think that's a really interesting look?
Is this playable?
No.
Okay,
it's just
right.
It's a... Like a demo.
Tech demo. Okay, right. Okay. I'll be honest, it doesn't look that interesting. But I'm glad he's made it.
I don't know anything.
I don't find it that interesting.
He's got 721,000 views. You don't know anything, and this guy knows everything.
It seems he knows everything.
Shut up.
No, I get it. Anyway, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. So you will get it.
I'll get it.
I'm going to get it on
Switch. And I'll get Titanfall 2 because you keep insisting.
Yes.
And Metro Exodus.
Which one? The new one?
Whatever the new one. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Bloody Game of Thrones reviews everywhere, mate. I can't.
No.
Oh my
goodness. This is a bad time to be on the internet.
It's horrible. Yeah. So.
What are you going to be
reading? I think I'm going to get on Switch so I can have it on the go.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Or I can sit in the bath. You know what I mean? Sit in a hot tub.
You sit in a hot tub.
Yeah.
You got your bath. You got your Switch. You got whatever lunchtime meal you've prepared for yourself or a good friend has prepared for you.
Sure.
You know?
I get it.
Yeah.
This is unrelated because I said hot tub, which made me think sauna, which made me think about how I was thinking of going to get a sauna because there's a local one, right? It's the infrared sauna.
For a moment there, I thought you meant you're going to get a sauna built into your backyard.
People do that.
Apparently, I'm aware of
it's not crazy expensive.
Oh, no.
I've like briefly looked into
it. Put the idea in his
head. I'll never use it. But this is an infrared sauna. It's like a different sauna.
Okay,
It's for calorie burning and it's for good for whatever. I don't know.
Is it good for anything?
It's probably horseshit.
It's good for sitting around with a lot of overweight naked men.
That's what I like,
who have
Mason.
No shame.
That's what I like.
They should have shame.
But they don't. Anyway, I looked into it. So I'm like, maybe I'll book a few sessions because I'm trying to get back into the fitness after my surgery, Mason.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And it's...
Don't you think steam's going to pour out of your surgery holes?
It's very possible.
Toot,
well, how else am I going to know? I'd rather be in a controlled environment.
That's true. And you're like, steam out of my surgery holes.
Yeah, exactly. So I looked into it and it's for 45 minutes, it's $45 for a session.
Buck a minute.
That's
Is that
great?
Good?
I don't think so. Because I feel like a regular sauna, you just go to the local pool /
sauna.
Scan
your card.
Scan your card. It's like $6 a week and you just do whatever. 45 minutes, $45 for...
Is it just you in there?
I think they're three.
Maybe that's what you're paying for.
I think it is mostly you, but I looked at the bookings. They're all free. So I don't know what's going on. I still kind of want to try it, but then I'm like... Maybe I could crowdfund this.
Yeah, for sure, yes.
Put it out there.
If we get $45 more in the Patreon, if the Patreon, we're going to check the Patreon after this episode, and if it goes up by $45 more, James is going to go to the infrared sauna.
I'll get a photo.
Get a photo of you be covered in infrared rays.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Probably giving myself skin cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Apparently and if it goes up, and if it goes up $8.95 more, I'm going to buy a big sandwich for myself.
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Big sandwich. Big sandwich.
When I did go on, Matt bought me a sandwich.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Is that why you brought your A game to his podcast?
That's right, exactly. Because sandwiches were provided.
I did see the Instagram post of that. I'm nearly through Dark Knight's Metal.
Oh, you got onto that?
The one where all the bad Batman show up.
Yes,
And they're all Batman except a horrible thing happened to them. And then they join together to tear down the regular Batman
And
universe.
They're also the Flash or Green Lantern
or
something.
Yeah, one's a Flash, one's a Green
Lantern. How do you feel about it? Because I sort of dropped off it just because it started out fun.
Yeah.
And then it got weird and grim, especially some of the side ones.
Okay, well, I'm just sticking to the whatever. I'm just sticking to the main thing at this point. I've got one book, which is
All.
And then after that is, because the reason I got onto this because there's The Batman Who Laughs.
Yes.
Which is currently running where the original Batman gets infected with the jock. He becomes a big old jock.
He gets jock itch.
Yeah. and so he's turning into the Joker version of Batman, which is introduced into this book.
Oh, wait. So our version, the main universe
or
version.
Or a version, because who knows what anything is at any point.
See, for me, the Batman Who Laughs, the limited series, that's where I dropped off because it just got too weird and grim.
Okay.
It was just, there were too many murders.
That's what it's about, though.
Yeah,
and then there's the Grim Knight, which is the Punisher, but it's Batman.
Yeah,
there's
right.
A bunch of different ones. But no, I'm really, I like an alternate kind of take on stuff.
Yeah, same.
I like a universe where you can kind of, and we also rail against this almost constantly, but where you can take it in any direction.
Yeah, right.
Because you can explore things that, you know, you wouldn't normally see.
I found Dark Knight's Metal was like initially I was like, oh, this is silly fun because they brought back Plastic Man and all sorts of just silly novelty the Hawkman and all the silly stuff. And then I'm like, so I'd be keen to see how your opinion of the finale.
Okay, great.
I've said it finale.
That's how I say it.
Okay, good.
Actually, just say last one.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, last.
I'm not fancy like you.
I understand.
Anything else that you're reading or not reading?
Let me check my Netflix queue.
Why don't you check your bloody privilege, mate? Got ya.
It's true, you did get me.
Yeah,
That's
right.
I should probably. I'm thinking about watching an episode of Bluey. just to see what it's like.
What did you think of the moments that you saw as I left the room to get a big sandwich?
Yeah, it is. I look kind of fun.
Yeah.
I see where you're like, because he's a wacky dad.
He's a wacky dad. Yeah. My brother watched it, who's also a wacky dad. He was bloody cacking himself, mate. Yeah. Which in Australia means laughing or shitting yourself.
Sometimes both.
Sometimes if you cack, not if both? You cack your dax.
Sometimes you cack your dax. Mm. Season 3 of Santa Clarita Diet is
out. Oh, yeah, I watched that.
I haven't seen watched that all. Yet, but I'm
your
going
friend
to...
Liv Hewson?
He's in that, yeah. Yeah, they're in that. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet there's something I could watch, you know?
Yeah, there's always something.
Something I could watch. I don't know. I'm behind the curve. Hang on.
You could watch Chris Lilley's new show.
I will not. I will not. I've never liked his work.
I know.
And I never will like his work.
Yeah, I'm not not going into this one either.
Because the shine's come off a bit. I mean, he's not in blackface
while,
in this, but he's pretty...
Back.
He's not in blackface in this one, but he is... A woman who could potentially be black.
No, apparently she's.
But she's just got a tan.
No,
she's got an
she's
afro
not,
and a tan.
Because you see her when she's younger and she's, right. and she's not.
But in the.
Sidestep,
in the present day, she's got an afro and a tan. And I feel like they went. He went, can I do blackface again? And they went, absolutely not. And he said, can I have a character with an afro and a tan? Who's white specifically, but has an afro and a tan.
We should watch it. We'll watch every episode.
Okay. Killing Eve is on SBS On Demand for Australian listeners. If you haven't
Which
watched
one's that.
That
again,
it's Sandra Oh, who's like a
she's one of the Grey's Anatomies.
She's one of the Grey's Anatomies, and she's like a sort of a burnt out security, like MI5 CIA type security researcher.
British?
No, she's American.
You said MI5.
I know, but she's working in Britain.
Oh, she's doing both.
But and she's kind of tracking down this insane
clown posse
assassin woman who and they learn of each other's existence and they sort of become obsessed with one another.
Okay.
It's really good. It's executive produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who's done other stuff like
including
Fleabag
and a pass on the new Bond script.
Yes. Yeah. So that's I'm being
I gotta watch
that.
Fleabag. Claire's like, why haven't you watched Fleabag yet? And I'm like, because I'm a dad, Claire.
Exactly.
I'm as busy as you are, if not slightly less busy.
Yeah.
She's been getting the studio going.
I know.
Every week you come
good.
Here, there's a bunch
there's a
of...
new thing.
There's a new thing.
Yeah.
People, I think, will be very okay with it.
They'll be okay
That's
with
what
it.
I want.
Yeah.
When we're ready to go.
We want a lot of comments and tweets that are just like, I'm okay with this.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's about it, I think. Okay. Should we do letters?
We should.
Letters.
We really should. We must.
We must. We simply must.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day right now, we're
going
to
do letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. If you've got opinions on Endgame, please send them through to us for next week. Also, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. We can't answer any spoiler stuff on Twitter.
We shall not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now...
Or even like anything, because then it shows up.
It shows up.
Feed.
If you reply to somebody, it shows up.
Yeah.
And if you like it or you...
Though you never like anything, do you?
No, that's true.
To this very day.
If I were to like something, it would show up. So.
Yeah, that's typical of you.
Yeah. Weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
And what do you... I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Good, but what do you got?
So this is from Connor.
I just want to specify that Mason went out of his way to get an email before... He got here somehow.
Know, right? Yeah,
it was amazing.
Pretty amazing, right? Because I didn't do anything else this
I'm
week.
Really
that's
impressed
why.
Is what I'm
Thank
saying.
Thank you.
Look, instead of researching an entire topic, he looked up one letter.
One letter.
To give him some kudos.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, guys, this is a situation that happened to me when I was tired on a plane and wasn't in the mood for social interaction. So you can relate, I can
Perfect.
Imagine, James.
Yeah.
Okay. I finally watched Ant-Man and the Wasp recently on a flight home to Ireland from America. Man of the world, you can relate.
Okay, this guy is me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. While I was watching it, I could feel the guy beside me watching my screen more and more. When I finished the film and took out my headphones, he turned to me and said, I couldn't really pick out a villain.
Mind your fucking business, mate. That's right.
Did he want me to explain the entire plot of the movie he had just watched over my shoulder without subtitles? Because Connor had his headphones in.
What is
in.
Happening?
Right. I gave him a quick answer telling him it was the girl who could go through things, ghost, go through walls.
Yeah.
And he followed up with, oh, okay, but then also isn't Scarlett Johansson in these movies too?
Oh my God.
How does she factor in? I decided that I didn't feel like explaining the entire MCU to this stranger who is eagerly forcing himself on me and just said, yeah, they're all connected. He subsequently congratulated me on knowing there was a post-credit scene. I also really wasn't a fan of the movie, but I feel like that might have something to do with my experience with this man rather than the movie itself.
Certainly wouldn't have helped.
That man is bold as brass.
Boy, is he,
Just to decide that somebody watching something... Is that the etiquette now?
Because I bet he was 58, that dude.
Because I don't take a lot of planes, as you imagine.
Yeah, because you're terrified.
Because I'm terrified, as you know.
Yeah.
But I wasn't aware that watching a film on a laptop is now a communal experience.
I'm sorry, was it a laptop or was he watching it on the seat in front of him?
No, it's...
Because if it's an international flight, it was probably the
Oh, I see.
It was probably every seat has that.
This has a screen, right. But he's not... He's watching...
Correct.
This guy's watching Connor's screen.
He's a lunatic, yes.
Yeah.
That's my point.
So you're thinking that... He hasn't turned his own screen on.
Yes.
And hasn't put any headphones in.
Yes.
He's just watched this dude's screen.
There's not really room for a laptop on one of these, like, unless you're flying business. You're like, my laptop, I can barely, okay. And I'm not a big guy, but I've got...
You're a pretty big guy. Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, I'm all right. Okay, look, I'm pretty big. Yeah,
pretty big guy. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that is like another level of worse.
Because
he wouldn't be able to see it if it was right next to him either. He wouldn't be able to see a laptop.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's looking at this dude's screen.
That's wild.
I know.
At no point, is it because do they charge? You get free on an international flight. You get free headphones, right? They don't charge
free headphones, free entertainment.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It
wasn't that he didn't want to spring $5 for a set of headphones.
No, you get them, and also like some domestic stuff. You can like hire an iPad, but this is clearly not that situation.
No, right. Wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
This is my new favorite guy. I want to see hypothetically speaking, if I was Connor in this situation, as soon as we got off the plane, I would wait for that guy to get his bag, get in a taxi. I would get the next taxi and be like, follow that taxi. I want to see what this guy's life is like, because that is madness. Right?
Absolutely. I can't disagree with you.
It's just a communal experience. We all watch...
Well, it used to be that, though. Like, there'd be one TV in the aisle, like, on the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody would... I remember that because once I did it as a kid and they had Yes Minister on. I'm like, yeah, this is a thing everybody into. Oh, like, I like Yes
Now, this
Minister.
Is important. Was it Yes Minister or Yes Prime Minister?
I think it was Yes Minister.
Okay,
it was a long time ago. So
wow.
I couldn't possibly say. Yeah. Good show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a tweet here.
Okay, I'm ready.
From Stephen Groom.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag BPPlanetPod. Hey guys, have you been watching Star Trek Discovery this season? I found it to be a big improvement over the first. Anson Mount as Christopher Pike has been a great in bridging old Trek ideals with modern style of storytelling in the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did. I've been watching it every week.
I'm behind, so.
I really like it. Yeah. I know it's probably not... If you're a big Trek guy nowadays, you're like, I watch The Orville because it's, you know,
it's true.
Because The Orville is pretty, which I also don't mind either.
Yeah,
I think The Orville's fun. But no, I really like the narrative of this year has been building towards like time travel and a bunch of other stuff.
How's
going
Spock in this? Without
He's
spoiling
very
anything.
Good. I really
okay,
like him.
Right. I believe I understand that the reception to him has been mixed.
Because of the beard?
Just because it's Spock, I think.
No, I like him. I think he's really good.
Oh.
I like all the versions of Spock, but no, I mean, he's got a beard.
Every version of Spock.
Look, for three,
you like
yes.
evil Spock?
I mean, I like what he represents and his values.
Oh, yeah,
that's
cool.
What you mean.
That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
But what a standout of this is definitely Anson Mount, who played Silent McGee in The Inhumans.
Yeah, right.
But he plays Christopher Pike in this.
Yeah, okay.
And he's fantastic.
That didn't.
He's really like...
You know what?
Didn't even tweak. I know.
If I'm honest with you.
He's really like 60s swashbuckling.
Yeah, that's right.
And there
great.
Comes a moment, and this is a slight spoiler, so I'll
You'll beep it out.
But you can skip ahead.
Okay.
I'll put a time code.
Well, I guess I'll just listen to it then.
If you know the 60s show, that captain is in the pilot episode.
Yes, he
and
is.
And then he disappears, and then he rolls up later, and he's... horrifically disfigured
motorized chair.
Kind of situation. And he can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know that's coming because this is set in the same continuity.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't exactly line up, but they make it somewhat of a go of it.
Yeah, right.
So he finds out that that's the way his life is going.
Yeah, right.
And the way he handles it is really like interesting, and he's still kind of like cool and like a nod and a wink and a smile and keep your chin up, everybody. Like he's...
And then he's like, and... you take the helm, I'll be in my quarters.
But there's a moment where he can kind of go in a different direction.
Yeah, right.
And you see him, like, take a beat where he's like, I could walk away from this.
Right. Well, don't spoil what he does.
No, but okay. but the way he makes his decision, you see the way the actor does it. It's really interesting. And
right. Okay.
Yeah. It's I think it's a great show.
Well, I think I'm gonna get back into bloody Discovery.
Yeah, you should. And I love binging stuff, sure, but I really like the week to week stuff also, uh-huh. where I kind of like, so it comes out every Friday here or Thursday night or whatever. So yeah. That was like a thing for me to do every Friday night, is sit down and watch Star Trek by myself. Because I'm bloody, that's who I am.
Because you're a dad who loves a bit of Star Trek.
I love some Star Trek.
Here's an email from Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
The subject line is crunchy.
Yeah.
And the body of the text says crunchy. So look, we've conducted an informal poll about the best kind of peanut butter. And I think the answers speak for itself, don't they?
I was shocked though by the amount of smooth we got on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But any kind of choice that's...
Also, I think a lot of Americans do the peanut butter and jelly situation. I think maybe smooth is probably better for that.
I don't think so.
All right then. Okay then.
If I'm making a big sandwich, which I often am,
yeah.
not for myself, I'm going crunchy.
Yeah, okay, good.
Every day of the week.
Wow, all right. Yeah. All right. All right.
Great. Pronounceable name, who gets a lot of...
gets a lot of play. Good tweets.
Good tweets. From so I can't. You know, what am I going to do? Not.
That's right.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod with things like Hancock, Superior, Brightburn, The Boys, and Snyder's Superman. Did you see The Boys trailer this week?
I did. It looks really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it'll be until what if Superman was actually Superman becomes the bold new deconstruction?
Well, yeah. I believe that's what happened to the movie Die Hard. Is that
it was a Superman movie?
No, but Die Hard was so. Die Hard was, you know, a new avenue for action movies, and people really loved it. And so people like that in Hollywood, people were always pitching, okay, well, how about Die Hard, but it's on a boat?
Yes.
How about Die Hard, but it's at the bloody? How about it's on, in a bloody? In
how
a
about
bloody,
it's Die Hard 2?
Yeah. How about it's a Die Hard, but it's on a plane? How about, you know, all these action movies were pitched as the new Die Hard, but this, and apparently the Die Hard producers, you know, a year or so later, were pitched.
Mm.
Hey, what about a movie, but it's Die Hard, but it's in a building? And they were like, yep, all right, cool, we'll think about that.
I mean, that's the Under Siege movies are Die Hard, but on a thing, aren't
they? Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
A thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a world. Yeah, so, no, I think, yeah, then maybe it is time for an actual Superman movie, yes, because we're getting everything but.
Yeah, maybe the Superman movie will be inspired by all the Superman spin-off stuff that is kind of what we want out of a Superman movie, and they'd be like, now it's time for Superman to go to space and do some interesting things.
We'll see.
Less that. Moping.
Less moping, yeah. I've got one more tweet here.
I'm ready for it.
It's from DRS said, what happened to the chicken leg house news? Was the chicken in the house? So that is related to Hellboy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we didn't bring this up, but there's a That's chicken true. Leg house in Hellboy.
Yeah, the house of Baba Yaga, the witch.
And we were like, is it just the legs? Is there a big chicken that they built the house around? What's going on?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It was just the legs, it turned out.
Yeah.
Unless we didn't see the other room where the chicken was in.
It's That's entirely true,
possible
yeah.
that there was a...
We only really see the foyer, don't we?
And we see the foyer. And a table.
Yeah.
But no, it seemed as if...
Yes.
That it was just the legs.
Just the legs.
We'll have to wait till that inevitable sequel.
Yeah. The inevitable sequel when we see the other half, which is just a chicken top half, and below is just like some foundations.
I would love that.
Mm.
So, look, it was a bit of an anticlimactic reaction. I mean, you know, kind of answer to the chicken leg house situation.
But it's good we finally put it out there.
It's good to know.
Because people would have been wondering.
Yeah, exactly.
If anyone has any theories about what happened to the chicken... There ever was a chicken?
Yeah.
What do you think the house grew legs?
I like to think there's half a chicken lying somewhere.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Dead in a ditch.
Yeah,
or
cool.
Or alive.
Mm.
In a field.
Yeah. Or just flying about with some like loose plumbing just hanging out the bottom, you know?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
All right. That's everything.
That's the whole show. Thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Even this bloody seedy episode. But bloody seedy, wasn't it?
It's okay though.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm just telling myself that. It's okay, James.
It's okay.
You don't have to...
don't have to pull out all the stops every time.
You're making a go of it, all right?
Sometimes you bring your A-game to go on, and then you don't bring your A-game to the podcast, you know?
The other thing was, because I normally don't have my son while I'm doing this, and I don't want to kind of do a two-hour episode when I'm plonk him in front of the TV.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Yeah. So and he's getting into the bloody fireworks and
Who
stuff.
Who knows what he's doing?
Yeah, you know, right?
Did he find my bag of fireworks?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. And I said, there's the fireworks, mm-hmm. and Dad lights them with these matches, but I'm trusting you not to do that.
Yes.
Wait until you're a grown up. Then you can do it.
All right, bring us home, Mason.
Oh, my God. Thanks, everybody, for listening and subscribing and telling your friends and saying hello on the street if you see me. That's always
pretty
fun. Oh,
I ran into a couple of people.
Did you?
Willie.
Willie.
At a cafe.
Big Willie style.
And that's right. Yes. And Haciel at a restaurant in the city.
Big Haciel style.
Yeah, that's right. So that was really nice.
That's very cool.
I'm sorry I probably said your name wrong, even though I made great effort to kind of make sure I remembered it. I've still definitely said it wrong.
Ruined it. I was speaking to Matt Stewart. I do go on. And he said the other day that he also ran into a police officer who listens to Do Go On.
Same one?
Different police officer.
Whoa.
I know, right? This is really...
Are we going to get the cops behind us?
Yeah, I think we're going to get
our own private police force. Maybe we could build like an underground like kind of fight club situation where we could infiltrate different areas of society. Just with nerds, though.
Sounds really good. So, like Magic the Gathering tournaments and comic book shops and...
No, I mean, like, real things.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You know, the real people do.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Saying, normies, we call them.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
If you'd like to give us a nice review, that'd be bloody terrifico. If you'd like to subscribe, that'd be really good. If you'd like to chuck in a buck...
We'll take it.
We would love that. Patreon.com. I'm not taking it back. Patreon.com.
I gotta buy that now.
/ Mr. Sunday Movies. You're gonna have to go to the internet registry and demand they create .com. It's gonna be very difficult for you. Chuck in a buck if we get an additional $45. James is gonna go get an infrared sauna. A thing that has no benefit to any of the listeners.
No, everybody wants that.
And if we get $8.95 on top of that, I'm gonna buy myself a big sandwich because nobody's willing to make me a big sandwich. Or you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Yeah.
Click through there.
What do you got?
What do you got? You could buy a thing. Just buy a thing there.
Buy the Inhumans on DVD.
If it even exists.
They didn't put it on Blu-ray. It's just on DVD.
It's on VHS.
So that's fun.
Oh, my goodness. If you want to get in contact with us, Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. I'm Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and Nick Maso, MASEAU on Instagram, and you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
That's right. Probably the biggest episode of the year next week.
It is, isn't it?
With Avengers.
Join the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Refuge.
That's right.
On Facebook.
I'll link that below because the search, I think it's still kind of not coming up in the algorithm this point.
Oh, interesting.
It's a new group. I don't know. Maybe it is by now.
Maybe the old group isn't coming up in the algorithm, but it's still there.
It's entirely possible.
Who knows?
Who knows anything?
You can go to planetbroadcasting.com.
Yes.
Sign up for the newsletter from the great Rob Collings.
Yeah,
he's at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. He's got so many Twitters. He handles it. He knows everything. He's the best.
He knows everything.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Agreed.
T-shirts on tpublic.com.
Get one. Get them all.
Yeah, get them all. Get an Auntie Donna t-shirt. I just bought an Auntie Donna t-shirt. I'm waiting
Which
for
one
it in the mail. It's black. It's got Auntie Donna on the left.
No in-jokes in there?
Just Auntie Donna. People all know. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
Go listen to Auntie Donna. I'm gonna catch up on Auntie Donna.
Yeah,
I've run into
actually
a lot of people this festival and I'm like, podcast? And they're like, love an Auntie Donna's podcast.
Because they didn't do a show this year either.
That's right.
Because they've got their YouTube series happening at the
Get
moment.
Get on that as well. Yeah.
And maybe some other stuff coming up, which I probably can't say because it's maybe in secret development or something.
Oh.
I can't say it.
Oh.
Yeah. They're all going to jail. That's what I'm saying.
Various Finally.
Crimes, yeah.
Finally. Good stuff. I think, is that the whole show?
It's the whole show,
All right, Endgame next week. Everybody watch Endgame.
Yeah, please. Thanks for listening.
If a lot of people watch Endgame, we'll take the credit for it because we're going to talk spoilers. All right, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.